You are listening to Sephora University Podcast. Today's episode is about stories and codes of Sephora. Today we are taking you on a journey, the journey of Sephora through the decades and its powerful codes. Do you know how we became the Sephora we know today? Let's discover our greatest milestones. The 70s and 80s, the beginning of a new beauty era. In 1969, Dominique Mondoneau opened the first self-service perfumery under the name Shop 8 in Limoges in the centre of France. In contrast with standard retail models of the time, this innovative concept store allowed customers to test products before purchasing. In the meantime, a French group, the Nouvelle Galleries, created the Sephora brand and opened its first store in Paris. Soon after that, the group sold Sephora to the English group Boots. The 1990s. The turning years. In 1993, Dominique Mondoneau acquired Sephora and merged it with his innovative perfume chain under the Sephora brand. 2 years later, Sephora introduced its famous stripes called the calepinage and the flame as its symbols. This paved the way for the distinctive brand identity we know today. 1997 is a turning year in Sephora's history, as the brand was purchased by LVMH, which gave it the impulse to begin its geographic expansion in Europe at first and then in the US. At the end of the decade, Sephora launched its e-commerce website, Sephora.com, in the USA, starting its digital expansion. The 2000s, let's Sephorize the world. This decade is marked by the strong geographical expansion of Sephora within existing markets in Europe and the Americas, but also in new areas such as Asia, Beijing and Singapore, and the Middle East, Dubai and Saudi Arabia. Sephora stands out with a strong differentiation strategy in terms of products, with the launch of its exclusive brands in Europe, such as Strivectin, Urban Decay, Too Faced and Bare Minerals in 2004. The 2010s, the amazing decade. Geographic expansion continues in Asia, Europe, and Latin America with the opening of new stores. Over 1,540 new stores worldwide, 15 new markets Sephorized in 10 years. Flagships open in New York, Copenhagen, Shanghai, Russia, and Germany. In 2017, a new Sephora experience is introduced. The new store generation is more attractive, more desirable, and fully reinvents the client experience. In 10 years, business has grown by almost 400%. The 2020s, the roaring 20s. In 2021, the brand has more than 2,500 retail locations and 31 e-commerce platforms in 34 markets worldwide. Now, let's discover the codes and symbols of Sephora. Our name. Sephora is a word that everyone around the world can pronounce very easily. It is also a symbol of beauty. The flame is the symbol of femininity and eternity. The calepinage, this is the name of the black and white stripes. It is a reference to Siena Cathedral, one of Dominique Mondoneau's favourite monuments. Please go on the internet to have a look at it and see the beautiful black and white marble stripes. A touch of red in tribute to arts. Dominique Mondoneau is an artist. Today he is an accomplished sculptor. Therefore, our touch of red is an homage to the stage curtain of a theatre. When you are on the floor in store, it is as if you are on stage with our client. The show must go on. To conclude, Sephora has been building a strong story for more than 50 years, and you can recognise the Sephora code so easily, in the street, in a commercial, in a newspaper. In addition, you can go on TrainUp to learn more about the history and the DNA, which is described in the onboarding part. We hope you enjoy discovering or rediscovering the stories and the codes of Sephora. Thank you for listening to Sephora University Podcast. Stay tuned.